All right, y'all ready?
Yeah, we're good to go.
All right, Ryan, first of all, taking the reps as the first quarterback out here, got a lot of reps, 35 throws or something like that. How do you think you performed out here today?
I thought I did well. I thought the whole team, and offensively, we started off really hot, moved the ball with these, and the defense really bounced back in at the start of the second half. But we were able to finish the game off pretty strongly.
All the coaches were talking about, you know, they know what they're going to get out of Trent Taylor. Today was, and this spring was, a lot about getting the depth at mm-hmm. receiver, and we saw a lot of different guys make plays today. How important was that for you as the quarterback to see how experienced this group is and to be able to perform, you know, when there's fans in the stands?
It's great. It's a big test to a lot of these younger guys, and I know we're not, this is definitely not a game atmosphere, but it's the closest thing we got, and it's good to see them be able to do their job when it's important. You know, it's on the line. We've got clock, yards, everything is it's just great to see them progress as young athletes.
How good did it feel for you personally, you know, getting all the opportunities you had today, over 30 throws?
I felt great. Of course, there's one I'd like to take back where X, I think, could have decapitated one of my receivers, but just giving the guys a chance on the deep balls and stuff like that is what Coach Holtz wants, and really just to see what they can do in some space and one-on-one situations. And I think a lot of guys shown and did a great job.
Two guys that maybe don't have as much experience as guys like Trent Taylor and Alfred Smith and Cam McKnight. How do you think they've lived up to that?
Cam does a lot of great things, and he's a big body with speed, and that's a big deal going down the middle, and he's got enough speed to get on the outside and stuff like that. And Alfred, last ball I threw to him, had a one-on-one with Jarrell, I think, made a great play on a deep ball, and he's great in open field as well. And just a lot of guys that have a lot of talent and just a little bit of experience, and I think they're going to be really good football players.
Running backs did well catching out of the backfield. How much improvement have you seen from that group in that area?
They've been good for a while at catching, especially Boston Scott. He's got great hands. I know I just have to get in the area on a screen or a slip pass or something, and he's going to come down with it and make something happen. And he's shifty enough to make the first defender miss almost every time. And Jared Kraft does a great job. Got that touchdown, the seam in the middle. He's got great hands. They're both reliable. And Jaquizz, I wish we could have had him out there. He could have done some more damage.
Externally, do you think Boston's hands are undervalued at all? Because I feel like with Jared last year, he caught a lot of balls, lined up in the slot. Mississippi State comes to mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Boston didn't have too many opportunities last year. So you think that not many people really know about what Boston's capable of as a receiver?
Exactly. I think that's exactly it. And I've been, throwing to him. Even after practice, he'll ask me to throw him some balls and stuff like that for the past couple of years. And I've always been impressed with how consistent he can be with his hands. And whether it's a deep ball, like on a flop, or just a slant route, anything like that. And he's got a lot of attributes that I'm excited he'll be able to show this next season.
Were those two passes that you got picked off on, did Coach like tell you to by design? Like, I want you to go deep to see, have your receivers make
a
play?
Yeah, it was the first one. Was just an underthrown ball, it was a poor thrown ball. That's completely on me. I think Lowe's had him beat deep. And the second one was just third, and I think it was like 20-something, and it was just like, hey, throw it up, just give our guys a chance. And the guy ended up making a play on our receiver, and really nothing. Of course, I'd not like it to end up that way, but it was just more give the guys a chance. That's better.
Two more.
One more.
None more.